Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears live and coming at you here on this Friday night, or as they say in Southern Ohio and in Cary, Ohio. Friday. Why, when you're here, can you never let me finish an introduction? I don't understand. Your mic's not on. You know it's not on yet, but you start talking. I can hear you.
Yeah.
I'm in the room.
I know. You got my
mic off? Yeah, still, because you did that. It's Friday here. Getaway Friday. First, well, tell your family all says it. I thought I'd make you feel right at home. It's Friday here in Marion, Ohio. A beautiful day out there after two very rainy days. We got some sun and some heat tonight. Joined in studio as Angie is at a dance recital. Joined in studio by...
Sean?
Well, you know, there have been several names over the years. Now, I'm trying to remember what the last one was. Fatso.
Fatso.
People will call in and complain, but it's Fatso. But we'll talk about that a little. No, Fatso. F-A-T-S-O.
Now,
let me explain this.
Yeah, go ahead.
Hold on right off the bat.
Yeah.
Now, it's not Fatso because of weight. People think that has to do with weight.
Uh-huh.
Like, Fats Domino was not about weight. Chubby Checker was not about weight.
Fat Albert
was about weight.
Yeah.
He was fat.
Yeah. Oh, he's locked up for...
But Fatso... is just a nickname, like the mule. Dick Shaffrath was the mule. He's not big like a mule, but he's the mule.
The mule.
So Fatso is just a nickname. It's not about weight.
Uh-huh.
But somebody took that personally one time. I'm not going to bring that up again.
Yeah, I wonder who that was.
Not you.
Yeah.
It wasn't somebody called you. I couldn't believe he was calling you Fatso on the air. What the hell?
You call me anything but a white man.
Yeah, but it's... But you know I don't mean fatso like weight.
No, not necessarily. But sometimes you do, I think. I think sometimes you look at me like, wow. That's what you did.
Well, I'm trying... You know, I get messages during the show here. I gotta pay attention to what's going on in the world.
Multitasking.
Well, it's hard.
Yeah.
When you're hosting the show.
Yeah, right.
Okay. So... Why do people start messaging as soon as I get on the air? I can sit here for an hour and nobody messages me. As soon as I start doing the show, bing, 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 bing.
That's just the way the life goes on, I guess. Social media, that's where that's coming from.
Yes, this is the first Friday night show after the health orders were lifted.
Yeah, no more masks.
Well, not so, though. The stores, we didn't know what they were going to do, and it looks as if, certainly employee-wise, if you have not been vaccinated, you still have to wear the masks at this point. And they're telling customers, if you have not been vaccinated, you need to wear the masks. But, you know, how do you know?
Yeah. Yeah, I was in Kohl's the other day. I saw that sign up. And I had it on, but I couldn't breathe, so I took it off.
All I'm saying is this. Today there was a call, I believe it was by the CDC, worried. They're saying teenagers, you need to get vaccinated because a lot of teenagers have not been vaccinated and they're getting sick now. The numbers in teenagers are going up because they're not wearing the masks because the rules are coming up. And if you're not vaccinated, you can still get this full blown. I mean, it has not gone away.
I am not vaccinated.
Well, doesn't that worry you? You just had a heart attack about 3 months ago.
Well, here's the deal. I decided that I'm not going to get vaccinated.
Do you have your ventilator all picked out?
I wear one at night every night, just like Michael Jackson in his bubble.
Aye.
Let me tell you something.
I can answer my emails if you're going to talk for a minute.
Yeah, I'm going to talk
because I can listen and...
So here's the deal. I decided I don't think I'm going to get the shots. Well, you know, they have what, the Johnson & Johnson, and then they have the two shots. Well... You know, I decided until it passes the FDA, I'm not going to do it. Until I guess... What? What's that all about?
Well, first of all, they have.
When?
Pfizer has passed the FDA.
But the other one has not yet.
I believe Moderna has. I think Johnson & Johnson is the only one that has not at this point.
So, did I miss that news? I didn't think they had it passed yet.
Well, you think they would just go shooting people?
No, they did, because you know how they had to pass it through real fast? Because they couldn't get it passed through?
Here's my logic on this. And you know what? People can do what they want. I've said that from the beginning. If you want to get the vaccine, get it. If you don't want to get it, don't get it. That's your prerogative. But here's my point. Okay, let me ask you this question before I give you my logic. Mm-hmm. Why are you not get? Because your logic's all wrong now. But anyway, why would you not get the vaccine with health concerns that you have?
Well, here's the deal. I got the the flu shot for the first time in my whole life, right? Last year. And I got sick really, really, really bad. So why would I get these shots? Because some people have symptoms, right? Did you have symptoms?
With what?
With these shots.
Well, I don't know that I've ever been shot at this particular point.
With these shots, you know, the vaccine.
Have I known people who have had side effects? I've known people that have side effects.
Yeah. Did you have any?
Well, I've never told people if I've gotten the shot or not.
Well, we all know you did, right?
Do you?
Yeah, you have to. You're a teacher.
Listen, I don't give out personal information on the air.
You have to. You have a card?
You've never seen any card from me.
You have a card?
You've seen a card.
No, but you have one.
How do you know?
Because you told me you got both your shots.
No, I don't believe I said that. But in any event. Are you talking about side effects?
I thought you have to have yours because you're like in a public eye.
No, my family has had the shots. Angie has talked about having the shot. She got it very early, being in the healthcare field. I know that a lot of people here at the station have gotten the shot. And I have not heard. Mary Ellen got the shot. She was one of the first ones I remember
both
telling.
Of them?
Yep. She didn't have any side effects. Angie did have some tiredness for about a couple days.
Oh, so you don't let people know?
I don't let people know because I don't want.
Because you're media?
Well, no, I don't think people should make a decision based on what I did. You know, I did what I wanted to do.
Well, I just figured because, you know, when you're in education, right, you got to get yours done anyway.
Well, I will tell you this. The only thing I will say, I would not put anybody in danger. I would not want that on my head.
Right. You know, I've been checked almost 5 times for this. When I was in the hospital with my heart attack, do you know, when I first went into the emergency room, right, they did the brain scan. You know, they shove that thing all the way up to your brain.
Did they find anything?
I don't know. Probably not. So then I was in the ICU, and then they check it again, right, through the mouth swab or whatever. Well, before that, I had it done 3 other times because they supposedly I was
around
some people.
Hold on. I have breaking news.
Oh, breaking news.
Breaking news.
Go ahead.
Now, WWGH Radio will turn how old?
Oh, 60. Seven.
Seven. And when is the big anniversary special?
Thursday the 10th.
10th? And what time will it be on the air?
7:15.
Until?
Probably like 10. Nine.
And who are our big supporter for that? Who's a big supporter for that?
Domino's Pizza.
Domino's Pizza. Now, I have a big supporter to announce here. We have 2 supporters that night.
Really?
This is the breaking news.
Oh, I bet it's my favorite restaurant.
You'll like this. Are you ready?
Stewart's Root Beer.
No.
Oh.
Oh, see, you were wrong.
I thought I was going to get
it. Oh, now we all feel bad.
Oh. No. I love their... You know, I've not been there forever to get the float. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
The supporter for our big 7th anniversary extravaganza. That's what we're calling it this year.
Extravaganza.
Uh-huh. The L&P Cake Shop.
Oh, L&P? I love their cakes.
Yes. So there will, chances are, be an L&P cake here on Thursday night for the big anniversary special. You're not going to want to miss this for love or money. Here are the people who will be here that I have confidence in. Terry Tackett will be here. Adam Lepp will be here. You and I will be here. Glenn Coble will be here. Linda Sims will be here. Mary Ellen Withrow will be here. I talked to her about that this morning. Who else is on? Oh, Nate Redman will be here. Are you paying attention to me?
No, I just saw him.
Nate Redman will be here. Pastor Whitaker will be here. Is there somebody I'm forgetting? Oh, I believe. Oh, Angie will be here. I believe Jeannie Evers might be coming as well. Charlie's wife. Kazoo Man, I believe, is going to be here doing the music that night. We're not going with the Leszczyskis this year. We're going to have Kazoo Man. You're going to dance and sing?
Yep. What about...
is that how you dance?
I had to dance in my seat.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
So, what about Mr. Golden Voice?
It's a possibility.
Possibility?
Possibility.
Yeah.
That the Golden Voice could be here doing the announcing that night. And also, maybe...
Mr. Jingling.
No. Buckeye guy. The super
fan.
The
Buckeye guy.
I tell you, it's going to be loaded for bear Thursday.
You know
night.
What? I
did you hear what I said?
Yeah.
What'd I say?
It's going to be a Buckeye bearing.
No, I said we're going to be... You didn't even hear what I said. I said... See, you got to pay attention. I said we're going to be loaded for bear Thursday night.
Loaded for bear. I do
as this station
yeah.
turns for seven years old. And I remember the first day.
Oh,
the first
I remember
show.
The first day. Oh, my word.
You don't remember the first
yes,
day on the air.
No, I remember the first day we started getting everything off the ground.
Now, see, you don't because you...
Hours.
Wrong.
At
because,
the mall.
Wrong. Well, so maybe you do.
The towers.
Not the first day. The first day was all spent at the mall.
Well, yeah. It was. Oh, my gosh. It was awful.
Okay.
But, you know, it got off the ground.
7 years later, here we are.
Yeah, we're off the ground.
Still going.
But I was going to tell you, I went to that, I don't know, maybe me and you and AJ could take a road trip one day. Because I guess different days there's like different stuff down there. It's like a big flea market. Have you heard of Caesar's flea market before?
Caesar's?
Yeah, it's down in close to Cincinnati. It's like a big flea market.
Well, that'd be nice.
Yeah, and I went down there a couple weeks ago. Oh, about a week ago, I think it was. And the reason why I was going with the story, there was a guy, I thought it was Buckeye guy down there selling his stuff. It looked just like him. It sounded just like him. It wasn't, of course. But he had the outfit and everything just like Buckeye guy.
He was dressed like Buckeye guy?
In a way, but it's a little different. But yeah, first I thought it was Buckeye guy at first.
Did you walk up and say this could be a copyright issue?
No, it was. That's what made me think of it when I was down there. I was like, yeah, but me and you and Angie should take a road trip down there. You guys liked it. Because you like flea markets.
I do. Now, remember, phone lines are open. Give us a buzz here. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. What's your favorite memory? We'll do this on Thursday.
Okay.
7 years.
7 years. Good memory or bad memories? I got both.
You got one. Well, let's start with the bad memory.
Bad memory is probably... spending hours trying to get the internet and the phone going.
Well, we did that again about 2 months ago.
Yeah. That's exactly right. That was a bad memory because it took me forever and ever and ever. Because, you know, you have to go up 100 floors and all it was bad.
But that's not an on-air memory.
Oh, okay. You want on-air memory.
Yes.
Bad one first?
Well, sure.
Probably when I was talking and my chair broke. And I fell and broke my...
Oh, I remember that well.
Yeah, that was bad. I about broke my tailbone, by the
but
way.
But do people know that that's a metal chair? That you didn't just break it. You contorted it.
Well, I think it was old.
No, it was not old.
The metal was made back in the 60s.
We'd been using that chair for months and...
But it was bad metal.
Yeah, it certainly was.
Yeah, bad metal. It was
twisted
made,
up like a pretzel.
Yeah, because it wasn't made correctly. It was like, you know... It's like one of those made on Friday deals.
Today's Friday.
Right. But the chair was made on a Friday, so people were in a hurry, you know,
No, I don't think they were, but... Yeah. Now, I will tell people, I was in the room that day, mm-hmm. and I was sitting next to Mr. McFeely and Charlie Evers, and I was asking Mr. McFeely about shows that Mr. Rogers were on, and I wasn't paying attention to what was going over on the soundboard, mm-hmm. and all of a sudden I hear this... like that. And I look over and you about hit the floor.
I did.
And I lost it. I could not continue. I kept trying to ask the question to Mr. McFeely.
I know, I saw your face.
But it was so hilarious to see what was going on. Mr. McFeely said, well, how's our chair keeper doing over there?
Yeah.
So, yes, I remember that very well.
And I remember Charlie. He took a dig. Oh, I would never forget that with Charlie.
You know, there was one of the promos on the other day mm-hmm. where it must have been UI and Charlie, and I think it was the late Marge Hazlett. And we must have been doing the Exchange Club. And the Too Fat Polka had played. And somebody called in and complained about us playing the Too Fat Polka. Charlie loved to play the Too Fat Polka. And they were talking about that's offensive to heavier people. And Charlie was saying, oh, I'm just talking about plump people. You know, pleasantly plump. And you say, am I plump? And Charlie says, no, you're fat.
Yeah, I'll skip it a beat, yeah.
So that was a that was an interesting... Do people get... Now, audience, are you offended by the Too Fat Polka? I mean, would that offend... Does the title even offend people? Because it's about a fat lady. You know, she's too fat, she's too fat, she's too fat for me. You know, the Leszczewskis play that. Mm-hmm. Is that an offensive song?
You know, I think some people probably would take it as an offensive song, probably. If, you know, if you're overweight and, you know, and stuff, but...
Yeah, but they're not...
It's not directly to them.
No, they're not singing about them. Mm-hmm. I think you must be maybe a little too sensitive if you think that song's about you.
Right, yeah. It could be. But everybody has their own thing. If everybody was made the same, the world would be boring.
Do you think that song's about you?
No. To be honest with you, that was the first time I ever even heard of this song. I never, you know, when Charlie was playing it, I never heard of it.
I can believe that.
Was that back in the 60s, probably?
I don't know when that was made, but polkas were popular for many, many years.
Yeah. Yeah.
So...
Okay, that was my bad memory.
Your bad memory. Let's hear a good memory.
My good memory is probably... I have to think about it. 7 years. Wow. I'll have to go through the archive. Let's see here.
You can remember the bad, but you can't remember the good.
No, there's so many good ones. I mean, so many good ones. I mean, we have a lot more good ones than bad ones. I'm going to have to probably say, all the parties that we have here, bring back a lot of good memories. Because, you know, we get a lot of people gathered in and people socialize and
the Christmas parties become so much fun.
Yeah. And, you know, Paul and Glenna Savage, you know, when they came and did their Christmas songs and... Yeah, you know, they did the Christmas songs at the Palace for us and stuff, which was cool. So.
Yes.
Yeah. So, yeah, and, you know, all the people that come and Ted and over the years, you know, we invite people. I do like, I'm talking about Mr. Jingling. I like him. He's good. He's funny.
Well, it's because you both have the same eye.
I don't have a crooked eye.
Well, are you saying Mr. Jingling's got a crooked eye?
Yeah, well, his one eye goes to the
I'll tell you, Mr. Jingling's the only guy who can be looking you straight in the eye and still watching television at the same time. He's got a... It's interesting.
It just...
Look me in the eye.
Just...
Which one?
But he is a nice guy, though.
Oh, I like him.
Yeah.
Mr. Jingling, how you tingling, keeper of the keys. You remember the first Christmas we were here at the station together and you and I sang around the piano with Mr. Jingling?
Oh, yeah.
That was fun, and he was jingling those keys.
Yeah, that was fun. And then all the years we brought in different celebrities, you know, like, let's see here, Iron Sheik, Bobby the Brain Heenan, a whole bunch of people.
Lulu.
Gallagher.
Mr. McFeely.
Yeah. Whole bunch.
Ted
Williams. So, what is your bad memory?
Well, most every day.
5 days a week?
5 days a week. I could really wreck them up. You know, I don't know. There have been very... one that does come to mind. I remember being on the air in... this was 2000, I believe, and 18. I was broadcasting live from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. It was WQED, the first public television studio in the country, and it was a cold March day, and it was the Mr. Rogers stamp unveiling, and I was there, and the Postmaster General, and all Mr. Rogers' family, and his wife, and a big crowd, and we were VIP, because the room was very small. We were in the studio that Mr. Rogers had taped in, and I called back here to the station, and I talked to you, and I said, now we're going live at 12:15. So at 12:15, I do the best show you've ever heard it from Pittsburgh. Live from Pittsburgh, from the Mr. Rogers studio. I had the Postmaster General on. I had Mr. McFeely on. I had Joe Negri on. I had, it was 45 minutes from the birthplace of broadcasting. And then I find out that none of it aired. None of it aired. Not one minute. Not 1 minute of that aired. Because somebody never turned the volume up at all during the hour and just went ahead and did a show in the studio instead of broadcasting from Pittsburgh. Now, do you remember who that was?
Well, yes, I do. And
thank you very much.
And I'm alone here now because both of the my co-hosts there that day is no longer with us. God bless them.
Marge and Charlie.
Yeah, Marge and Charlie. And they agreed with me. Nobody contacted me at all. Hold on. All you little friends there was running around getting autographs.
Not me.
And nobody contacted back to the studio to say, hey, what's going on here?
I did not get any autograph.
Well, somebody did.
Yes, but I did call you at 10 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, and I talked to you on the phone. And I said, hey.
Oh, whoa. I was there. Whoa!
Well, there went the audience.
Oh.
You can't cross the headphones over a live mic.
I understand. I was trying to put my glasses on so I could see you better.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Did I call you that morning?
You called me that morning?
On the phone.
You called me on the
morning? Were you in the studio?
Yeah.
Did I tell you to check the volume?
I did.
Okay. Did I say to you, at 12:15, we'll be coming up?
And remember, we did a test, and I could not hear you at all.
Well, it's because it hadn't started.
Well, I'm just letting you know. It was bad.
But did I not?
Awful.
So at 12:15...
So you know what? I made an executive decision.
Yeah, but why? Here, is what I'm saying. Why, at 12:15, all you had to do was check it.
I did.
All you had to do was... No.
I couldn't hear anything.
Wrong.
It was just, it was just the loudness. My friends are not here today. But I'm telling you, ask Charlie's. Charlie will up in heaven, right? He will come down and say, Scott, you're wrong.
If I remember right, during the 11 o'clock show, during Marge's show, you checked. But we weren't on then, and we weren't supposed to be on. But at 12:15, when we were, you never even checked. You never went back to it.
I think it's because we decided, well, us three is going to do a show because you're sounding horrible.
But you didn't know how we sounded.
Honestly, yeah. I mean, all jokes aside, I think we got so wrapped up in our own show, we totally forgot about you guys.
Drove all the way to Pittsburgh. Did a great show live from WQED.
But it was a replay later on. So.
Thank goodness I tape. That's why we tape everything.
Yeah, that's right.
That's my motto in life. Always have a plan B.
Yeah, absolutely. It was taped. But, you know, obviously, you know, it's... You know as well as I know, doing a live broadcast, it's not easy. It's not an easy task.
I remember sitting in a hotel room with Amazing Kreskin and seeing a lot of conjecture. You running back and forth on the phone and Terry half asleep on the couch. And I thought, you know, this is probably not good. Thank goodness we taped it.
Yeah.
So we had it. But I thought, something ain't working here.
Yeah, our internet connection in there was awful. We was using the Wi-Fi there at the hotel, and it was not very good. It kept going in and out. So now we know to use a hotspot.
So those were some of my worst memories.
Yeah. What's your good one? What's your good one?
Well, what's interesting to me about this station is, in the short 7 years we've been on, first of all, we've broadcast 4 of the League of Women Voters debates. We've done election night coverage every year for 7 years. We never break away until the local elections are over. We've covered 2 presidential elections. We've broadcast live from the Republican convention. We've broadcast from a World Series. We've broadcast from LaRue. We've broadcast from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. We've broadcast from Cleveland, Ohio. We've broadcast from Manhattan, New York City. We've broadcast from so many, Toledo, Ohio, and Tony Paco's. We've just been so many places for so many things. And I think, what other station has done anything even remotely like that?
And, you know, don't forget about the Huntington Park. That was pretty fun.
Clippers game, Huntington Park, absolutely.
Yeah.
And I know there are trips that I'm forgetting, but we have done so many things like that have just been pure fun.
Yeah. You know, somebody the other day asked me, you know, when I told them we're going on 7 years, and somebody asked me, they said, so how did you guys get off the ground? Well, you know, I said, you know, he's told me and you are the founders, and told him, you know, how we did it and came up with the name and, you know, and stuff like that. And they thought it was very interesting how...
Well, it was all a mistake, really.
Yeah, it was supposed to be... It was.
Yeah. I mean, who would have thought? It certainly was not supposed to be talk radio.
No.
But thank goodness it did. Yeah. And in the beginning, oh, man, you wouldn't... I never heard so many complaints about... But they were never from the public. They were, from family members. All those repeats, those repeats, those repeats. Well, all these years later, those repeats are what have been very, very popular.
Yeah, because people, people work during the day. They want to hear it at night. So, I hear that all the time.
Well, they do, and they call in here at night. Yeah. And they hear the repeats and found out that they've won things. And it's a fun place to, you know, be a part of.
Right. You know, and, you know, we try to tell people that, you know, this is a repeat. But, you know, you can't put one at the top of the hour and middle of the... But it's just hard to do that, but... They just got to know the schedule. If you know the schedule, you know it's a repeat.
Well, here's what I... If you don't think it's a repeat, how does this hurt you?
Right. Yeah.
I've always wondered about that.
Yeah.
Because if... First of all, you can't put in there that it's a repeat, because what if you didn't hear that part?
Right, exactly. But if you know the schedule, and they know this is a live schedule, this is... You and Angie's been doing this show for a long time. Now, how many months you guys been doing this?
A long time. We're getting a phone call here. Go ahead, caller.
Hi, Scott. It's James. How are you?
Oh, good. How you doing?
Good. I was just listening to your program, and I told Adam that I could get you all the way up at the Marion-Wyandotte County border line at our one park at Myers Woods.
Oh, really? Myers Woods. Yeah. Now, is that Charlton Myers?
Yes. Yep.
Very nice.
Our very first park from the park district.
How nice. So how are things going with you, James?
Oh, wonderful. We're picking things up. Our outdoor preschool program, we're starting next Friday, so I'm really excited about that.
So what's going up in Myers Woods tonight?
There was nothing. I was just killing some time. Tonight I'm having a night hike at Marion Snowgrass Trail at 9:30.
Oh, a night hike?
Yeah, we do science experiments. So I told Adam you guys should...
Well, that's very... So that'll be at the Tallgrass Trail. Is that happening tonight?
Yeah, tonight, and then on June, I want to say 24th, I'll be having another night hike.
You know, somebody the other day, who was it? It might have been Angie, who said she was out at the Tallgrass Trail, and
yeah,
she just said she had...
Beautiful picture.
Yeah, beautiful picture, and she said she had the best time out there.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful.
I've never been to the Tallgrass.
You've never been?
Oh, you'll have to come out, yeah.
Yeah, that'd be fun. Well, I'm glad we're at the Wyandotte County line. That's great.
Yeah, and I was just listening about your repeats. I love listening to Charlie's programs and where we've been, especially the Tallgrass Trail. I like listening to the old ones. I'm like, wow, that's amazing how far we have come along. And listening to your programs just reminds us that.
Well, you know, it's true, and Charlie right now is the only scheduled repeats that we have every day, three times a day, but yeah, I do that as well. You know, there was a show on, I can't remember if it was this morning or yesterday morning, because I listened to him coming in the morning, and I remember you were on with him, and I think it was very early on in the process, because I remember there wasn't near the amount of things going on then as there was now.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
So they are good to hear, and it's always good to hear Charlie's voice.
Oh, it is, it is. He always brought a smile to my face. It was great being on his program, because I was always terrified to be on the radio, especially live radio, but he always calmed me down, and he always had his great questions.
He did, you know, and I've heard some of your shows with Glenn that have continued on, and those are great. So it's nice that it all continues.
Yes, absolutely.
Well, thank you, James. Have great fun tonight, and thanks for giving us an update.
All right, take care.
Bye-bye. See, there's a plus for the repeats right there.
There you go. Yeah, I've never been to the Tallgrass Trail before. I always wanted to go out there and check it out, but I just never made it.
It's a very popular place at Marion. People like to walk out there, and I think they like to bike. I'm pretty sure you can bike out there. But a night hike, they're going to have great weather for that tonight.
So exactly where is it located, so if I want to go? Because I have no idea.
You've never been to the Tallgrass Trail?
Never been there. Or by it.
You can just Google it.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just saying for the listeners, in case the listeners. I don't even know. Yeah. Well, did I catch you off guard?
Well, no. I like the Tall Grass Trail. But do you know anything about Charlton Myers?
No, I don't.
Or Myers Woods, where he was? Charlton Myers was a judge.
Really?
Who helped start the Marion Historical Society with all his information.
Interesting.
No, it was he, Charlton Myers,
yep.
And Madge Cooper.
Huh?
And?
Who?
You know this other person.
I do?
Yep.
Was it Madge Cooper's husband?
No.
Who?
Trello Romine.
Oh, Trello Romine. Yeah, I never got to go to her house either.
Paradise?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's on Whetstone.
Is this door open?
Well, she's not there anymore.
Well, I know she's not there anymore, but...
I believe they turned it into a bed and breakfast.
Okay, so how do you get to the Tall Grass Trail there from here?
You Google it, and you go there.
I mean, is it in Marion County?
Yes.
I thought it was over by LaRue.
LaRue?
Yeah, LaRue.
LaRue. Do you not remember that trip?
Oh, yeah. That was interesting.
It was WWGH Day in LaRue.
Yeah, we didn't win any prizes. We tried. Terry got them for us.
Well, they put a cow.
Was it pigs?
Cows.
Oh, it was cows. Yeah.
Terry's a gambler. True or false?
He likes to do it all that stuff.
He likes the casinos and all that sort of thing. Yeah. Give us a buzz here at the station, 740-383-9944. We'd love to hear from you tonight. We love hearing that people do enjoy the... I've always said that, though. And my question was, why does it matter if it's a repeat or not?
Oh, he does it.
To the listener.
Well, I think they get confused, especially when they call in and they don't get anybody. It probably takes them off. I mean, but I can understand that. But if you know the schedule and the hours that you're calling in.
But it's around the corner from Whirlpool.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yes.
Oh, okay. So heading into LaRue.
Well, not.
That's the way you go to LaRue.
The way I go to LaRue. Okay, but go back and finish your last point. That's where the Tall Grass Trail is, if you want to know. Holland Road.
Over by the big towers. What they call those things? Windmills.
Yeah. So what was your point?
What kind of point?
You were going on about something there when I broke in about the Tall Grass Trail.
I can't remember now. Short memory loss. What was it?
Well, I said if anybody wants to call in.
Uh-huh.
And then you started talking about something.
I'm trying to think of what it was now.
And then I told you where the Tall Grass Trail was.
Uh-huh. Over...
The repeats.
Oh, yes, yeah, yes, the repeats. Well, I mean, if people knew the schedule, and, you know, if you call in a certain time in the night or whatever, then you know it's going to be a repeat. But you just got to go to our website to find out exactly what the schedule is, and then...
But my point is, let's say it's 2 o'clock in the morning, and you think that's live. Why does it matter?
Well, like I said, when people probably want to call in and answer the trivia question or whatever it is. So.
Right, but once you call in, don't you know then it's not live?
Well, no, because it goes to the ring and it goes to our... We probably need to change that anyway. We probably need to change the voicemail, too. If you call in at this time of the hour, it's a repeat.
Well, I just don't understand. I'm lost about the whole thing. Like an interview.
You know. Probably because, you know, some of the stations, they are up all night. Like, you know, if you call...
Let's say, for example, Sean Hannity. Mm-hmm. Okay, Sean Hannity is not live in Marion. Mm-hmm. If you call the station, you're not going to get Sean Hannity.
No.
So, what's the difference
between that and a repeat? See, here's the deal. You don't call Sean Hannity to the station near Marion. He gives you the national number.
Yeah, so if you're listening, though, to the Marion station where he's on, and he doesn't say the number, it's not like he sits there and says the number 18 times an hour, and you say, well, I want to call in on this, you're going to call the local number. That's what you're going to look up, because you know what station you're listening to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
So what's the difference?
I don't know. Good question. Yeah, because they're just using that tower for a repeat anyway.
And what about the old radio shows that they repeat all the time anyway, like on Sirius? They repeat shows that were done 70 years ago.
Yeah, they still have, Casey Kasem.
So, what's the difference?
Mm-hmm. It's pretty cool how they use his voice and stuff still. I like Casey Kasem.
Yeah, but it's not his voice, is it? He's dead.
No, it's his voice. They still use it. They just change it, you know, digital. Just like they do.
I'm not sure I like that.
You don't?
No.
You don't like that?
Well, no. I don't. I think it's okay to air a repeat of Casey Kasem, but I don't think you should try to make it sound like it's now.
Oh, they do. So they do the top 10 and the top 150 and all that?
No, see, I think that's wrong. No, because when you die...
You signed a contract.
No more new shows when you're dead. Your repeats can be around, but no more new shows.
Well, maybe he gave permission to do that.
Well, but I'm just saying it takes somebody's job.
Well, I mean, it's like they do... What do they call those people? Like, holograms? They do holograms.
I think that's wrong, too.
I think I want a hologram when I'm dead. People can bring me back, put me on stage or whatever.
Did you ever answer the vaccination question?
What vaccine?
Where we started.
Oh, you mean the Johnson & Johnson?
No, the question was, somebody with health concerns, why have you not got the vaccination now that all the safeguards are going to be gone?
Well, see, I wasn't aware of that. I didn't think it was passed through the FDA yet.
What do you put in your body that is not FDA approved? 90% of the things. Your body wouldn't pass the FDA.
You're probably right on that one. No, I don't know. I think it's because I got sick with a flu shot for the first time in my history of my life that I got it. I just have the fear of getting this because some people get sick really, really bad.
But they don't get COVID. They get a side effect.
Yeah, side effect, but I don't know. Somebody got COVID after they got... I know somebody got COVID after the... Right?
But it's not as serious.
It's not as serious, but you got it, though, right?
Right, but I'm saying, can you imagine if one of these times you did go and get tested and it came back positive?
I know.
And you didn't have the vaccination.
I know. I probably need to get it done because, you know, because you won't be able to fly here soon, probably. You know what ticks me off the most, though? I just saw on the internet that they're going to start weighing people.
Did I ask you what ticked you off?
No, I'm just...
I'm talking about the vaccination.
I understand that. I probably need to get that done, too. But I'm saying, here's what...
I may give it to you in the stomach.
Well, I do my own shots in my stomach right now, my insulin. So here's the deal, okay? This is ticking me off right now.
Please do tell.
So I saw on the internet some of these airline people.
We're back to the two fat polka. I can feel it. Go ahead.
No, they're trying to.
Yeah.
Hear me out here. They're trying to weigh people.
Right.
That's wrong.
No, I think that's correct.
Why is that correct?
Because people are getting bigger, and you don't want your plane to do a nosedive trying to take off the runway.
Well,
it's not like they tell people your weight. They don't turn around to the lady behind you and go, you know, this guy weighs 400 pounds. They don't do that. So what makes a difference if they're making a calculation?
Because I don't... that is considered a HIPAA law.
That's not a HIPAA law.
That's your health.
It's not the hospital. It's a plane.
But they should not be allowed to weigh you. That should fall underneath the HIPAA law.
Do you want... I'll tell you, the worst thing you can see if you're about to board a plane is that the tires are partially flat from the people sitting on that plane.
That is not... That's not accurate.
That has happened.
When?
There have been planes...
I flew a lot of times.
Yeah, well, yeah, but...
And I asked for two extensions.
There you go. Right there.
Two.
Right there.
But I can... Okay, if...
What if you're a big guy who can't afford the extensions and you're dripping into the person's seat next to you?
What do you mean afford it?
Then the money can't afford two seats.
What?
There are some people who need two seats.
No, that's...
Yes, there are.
But you can just lift the arm up.
Right, but I'm saying, what if you can't afford two seats and the flight is booked? And you're that guy sitting next to the two-seater who ain't got a two-seater, and they're spilling over into your seat.
Well, that's when they need to have areas blocked off for bigger people, then.
Just
like they do in stadiums or...
weigh them.
They do that in stadiums,
What is wrong with weighing people? We didn't get past that yet.
I don't think it's anybody else's business what you weigh.
They're not recording it and sending it out.
Who knows what they do now? They sell emails and they do sell... I mean, you can look up anybody's information on the internet today because of all this nonsense. So I think it's wrong that if somebody does not want to get weighed, they shouldn't have to get weighed. That's their prerogative.
But it's a hazard to people on the plane. That's just like with the vaccination. They feel that it's not that you're going to give somebody COVID, but they don't know that. So they have to put that restriction in.
So what's the difference? Okay, what's that got to do with weight?
Well, it's not saying that you're going to crash the plane because of your weight, but you could.
That's not the truth.
Well, why do you think they're doing it?
That plane can lift anything. They carry caskets underneath there.
Of the people who died in a plane crash because the plane crashed because of the heavy people.
No, people, they use their airlines all the time that, you know,
but
if you die.
But why is this such a problem?
Huh?
I think it's fine.
Why is it fine?
Because if you're a private business...
Because, listen, here's the deal, okay? Some people cannot help that they're overweight. Because
I think it's fine to be overweight.
So, because sometimes it's hereditary?
Sure.
Genetics?
Absolutely.
A health concern? Health condition?
Live close to a Dairy Queen?
Well, I'm not saying, you know, I'm just saying sometimes it's a health condition. So, but it shouldn't, they should not single people out. That's single people out.
No, it's not. They're weighing everybody.
No.
Yes, they are.
I call the airline.
No, they're weighing everybody.
Yes. I call the airline. They are not weighing everybody.
Now, would you like to make a bet?
I call the airline.
So, would you like to make a bet? Mm-hmm. We can make a bet right here. Mm-hmm. That they would only...
Call the airline up right now.
Okay, which airline?
Call American Airline.
This is who's weighing people.
Yep. They are not weighing people unless they look heavier. They are. That's what they told
me. So, what's looking heavy mean?
Think about it. I asked this question.
Here comes a call.
I asked this question.
We're getting a call.
Okay, go ahead.
Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, I'm sitting here listening to you guys talk about weight.
Yes.
I'll tell you how I solved my problem. I was once over 400 pounds.
Wow. Good for you.
How I solved my problem.
How'd you do it?
Bariatric surgery.
Oh, you had the bariatric.
Yes, I did.
Now,
explain to people what the bariatric surgery actually is.
Well, it's a 6-month process to even get to the surgery. You have to go to doctors. They have to make sure you can even have the surgery. And then you have to see a nutritionist. And then you see a psychiatric doctor. And then if all them people okay you, then you go to the bariatric surgery. And I had what's called the sleeve. They cut 80% of my stomach off. My stomach is now the size of a banana.
Well, now what do you weigh now?
226. When I started this process, they weighed me before I went into surgery. I was 363 pounds.
Right.
We've lost 130 some pounds since last August.
Wow. Now, how did you feel? I've heard that people, you know, they get ill when they eat.
If I eat too much, yeah.
You throw up?
I have.
Yeah.
I learned not to eat that much.
Now, what was the big health concern that drove you to this?
My diabetes, I have osteoarthritis in my feet, knees, back. It was just, I was practically to the point where I just couldn't walk.
Now, how old are you, sir?
53.
Now, what do you feel about weighing people on the airplane?
I believe I was thinking about that, and I think they tried to do that some years ago, if I remember right. And then there was a bunch of hoo-ha brought up over that, and then they started just charging people for two seats if you were big enough to not really fit in one seat.
Now, see, I think that's more embarrassing than getting weighed. Because if you get weighed, the attendant's just looking at your weight and writing it down and then saying, okay. Now, you don't want somebody sizing you up and going, well, I think you're a two-seater. You don't want that.
When you're a big person, everybody sizes you up. I used to see people looking at me all the time. But I was that way practically all my life. I was a big person.
How's your health now?
It is a lot better. I'm practically off my diabetes insulin. I still take it, but I'm slowly getting off of it. And my blood pressure pills, I'm slowly getting off of that. I mean, I'm slowly getting off all my pills.
Good Good for you.
Well, congratulations. I tell you what, we're going to take a 60-second break, but stay with us here. We're coming back. It's WWGH Radio. Sean Krebs sitting in for Angie Evers tonight. We're just going to pause for a quick 60 seconds and come right back with more here on WWGH Radio. Don't you dare
go anywhere.
Don't even think about going anywhere. This is going to be 60 seconds, a very, very quick break. Don't you dare move from that spot for love nor money.